We mentioned yesterday how flooding in part of California had worsened the state's high gasoline prices. Across California's northern border, that flooding has washed out roads, triggered evacuations, and closed state parks in Oregon. And across Oregon's northern border, days of heavy rain and wind have caused a state of emergency in Washington. There's been flooding all over the western part of the state. Mudslides triggered the closure of a section of Interstate 5, a major road that runs from Canada to Mexico, and officials have quickly set up shelters for the hundreds of people who've had to leave their homes. Coast Guard helicopters are helping out with the rescue effort. Officials have needed to use boats where cars typically drive. The power has gone out for tens of thousands of homes and businesses, and in some areas, the water's been too high for utility workers to restore electricity. At one point, record flooding was expected along the banks of the Skagit River. But on Tuesday, its waters in the city of Mount Vernon appeared to top out at just over 35 feet. That was 2 feet shorter than the record flood stage it reached in 1990. Still, the city advised its 35,000 residents to evacuate or take steps to protect their families, homes, and property from floodwaters. In another county nearby, one resident said she and others had set up sandbags to do that, but that those were pushed away from people's houses and down a nearby river. With more rain expected over the next few days, parts of Washington will stay under a flood warning until at least Wednesday afternoon. What the state of emergency there and in 14 counties will do is speed up government aid to those who were affected.